This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Happy Legompo Friday, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing, and it's time to cruise into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. The motoring journalist, Prashobhan Naidu, once again in the driver's seat, man. Today, we're taking a closer look at all the new Audi A5, right? The all new, rather. Audi A5, it's stylish, it's practical, but does Audi have what it takes to compete in an increasingly competitive market, especially with the newer Chinese entrants making a wave? We'll also shift gears and chat about the recently revealed Audi RS5. Wow, what a beast. And when we land on South African shores, it is set to be fire as always. Good afternoon, Prashobhan. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kimbashan. Fantastic. And yourself?
Bless, Prashobhan. Thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. Let's get straight to it. I saw the post on Instagram. It looks lovely. But the Audi A5, what's it like in the metal?
You know what? It's absolutely gorgeous. I quite like the design. Very beautiful. That's the word I'm going for today. And when you look at it, funny enough, Audi has decided to chop the Audi A4 and replace it with the A5. Mm. So I don't know what's happening there, but anyways, apart from the whole, you know, controversy there, Audi still looks good. Eh? It's a sedan. It's a sportback, so you've got a lot of practicality. Love the coupe styling, especially the front end. Eh? It looks quite, I would say, angry, but also, like, there's a better description to describe it, but very confident, very sleek. And ours came in blue. I'm sure you saw the post. And
yeah, beautiful.
Really pretty car. Really pretty car.
Look, I love the fact that you described it as, you know, a beastly look, because to be honest, on the Audi A5, you don't even need to even go far. I mean, even with the 2-liter, it still looks so amazing with the kit, right? So I understand what you mean when you said it looks beast-wise. But now let's get inside. The cabin-wise, how is the build quality? And most importantly, what is the pricing of the new A5?
Okay, before I hurt your heart a little bit, cabin is quite lovely. I see that they've gone full tech screen galore. I see even the passenger has their own screen. So presumably a passenger princess. Mm. She can also figure the entertainment settings there. Plush seats, German quality at its best. I love the steering wheel. It's a new look. Beautiful sound system. Very fantastic. Everything about it is very premium. I think there's this new thing in the car that they don't have a traditional sunroof anymore, a panoramic sunroof. Mm. It's this weird thing where it's tinted. So you can control it to control the shading of the car. They use technology, so it prevents, obviously, the sun from getting in. But it's quite different. I've never seen it in a test car before. But otherwise, just very, very lovely, man. Eh? Just, you're in a premium brand. It actually reminds you why legacy brands still hold their own. And the pricing, though, sadly, is where it gets a bit interesting. It's over 1 million rand. It's about 1.1 million rand for the A5. That's a bond payment. Well, that's a bond. that is something to let a tier or two come down.
Yeah, you really broke my heart, because there's no way, man. I mean, over 1 million rand. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Yeah.
nah, you really did. But nonetheless, out on the road, what's the performance like, and who are its main rivals, that is?
Okay, so it's more refined than sporty. You've got a 2-liter turbo petrol motor, got about 146 kilowatts. It's smooth, quiet, comfortable, composed. Very, very nice behind the wheel. I love driving this thing. You can just simply coast, cruise. Rivals-wise, you've got the 3 Series, the BMW 3 Series, Mercedes-Benz C-Class and the Lexus ES, and just to throw in fuel consumption, it seems I got about 11 kilometers, 100 kilometers, but I'm sure if you drove, like, in and out, people could drive, and I drove quite well. I didn't drive like I was racing or anything, but I think maybe it's because it's a new car, but I'm sure you could bring it down to at least 8 or 7.
All right. So, I mean, I'm excited about this, since we're switching over to the RS5. Prashobhan, what's the story? You know, can we expect an engine downsizing or what?
So, unfortunately, going electric.
I'm kidding.
There's no downsizing. That's the good news. There's no downsizing. So, the RS5 still keeps the 2.9 liter twin turbocharged V6. But this time paired with a plug-in hybrid. So there's that. You've got a good amount of power, 365 kilowatts, 0 to 100 in 3.6 seconds. So it's not quicker. It's not only quicker, but also more efficient than the outgoing model.
All right. Having driven the previous model, now what are you most, you know, what are you most looking forward to in the new one?
I think this new leap forward with regards to this hybrid, plug-in hybrid system. I'm not really a big fan of it, but it might be cool to see how this car performs, and because the hybrid system, I think it improves a lot of the power you get from the car. So maybe it would be more faster, more precise. But the previous gen, I remember taking it on the track and just doing a few hot laps of that, and that was brilliant. The car handled perfectly, and anything you throw at the RS5, it just takes it easy. The bumps, the corners, very precise. So I think this one might be quite exciting.
All right, most definitely, Prashir, and thank you once again for coming through. Before I let you go, please do share your motoring tip of the week and your Friday hot jam.
All right, thank you, Kimber. So a good-looking car is great, but a safe one is better. Always check its crash safety rating, like NCAP, before you buy. And we'll end up with ATM by Dontal Oliver.
Most definitely. Thank you so much, Chris Sherwin. Check you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Have a great one, Kimber. Cheers.
Cheers. That was Prashir and I. Do catch him again next week, Friday, same time, same place. And also you can check him out and his work on topspeed.com and ed.news.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.